Welcome to your daily YouTube briefing. Here are the highlights from today's videos. We begin with Alex Finn discussing his extensive, hands-on experience using Grokbot, which he describes as the absolute best AI agent available today. After running it non-stop for a week, Finn outlines why its out-of-the-box experience stands out from everything else on the market. Unlike platforms like Hermes or Codex that overwhelm users with endless drop-downs, configuration choices, model selections, reasoning levels, and tool setups, Grokbot operates with extremely opinionated workflows. It makes decisions for the user automatically, streamlining productivity so that 95% of people who do not want to micromanage technical parameters can simply give a task and let the system execute it. A defining feature of Grokbot is its cloud-first virtual machine architecture. Every bot operates within its own dedicated cloud computer rather than directly on the user's local machine. While Finn was initially skeptical of this separation, he is now completely converted, noting that it provides natural security boundaries and precise permission scoping. Furthermore, Grokbot is multi-agent native. By default, agents communicate and message one another autonomously. When given a complex assignment, an agent will proactively check in with a colleague bot, such as a content agent or coding agent, to gather the necessary context without requiring manual intervention. When setting up Grokbot, Finn recommends configuring a primary CEO or chief of staff bot and pinning it to the top of the interface. Because agent-to-agent communication is so robust, users do not need to manually juggle hundreds of individual bots. They can simply talk to their CEO bot, which will intelligently delegate tasks to the appropriate specialized agents based on their tools and roles. Additionally, Finn strongly advises giving bots real human names rather than generic functional labels like Coda or email, making the daily interaction far more engaging, enjoyable, and human-like. Next, we turn to the prompt engineering channel, where the core discussion shifts from asking which single coding agent is best to exploring how to combine multiple coding agents within a modern integrated development environment. Demonstrating inside JetBrains PY Charm, the presenter showcases a powerful workflow for building educational software, such as an interactive app designed to explore human organs and biological systems. By leveraging the agent communication protocol, developers are no longer locked into a single vendor, allowing them to bring various proprietary and open-source coding agents directly into the IDE alongside rich project context. The core strategy presented is a rigorous planner, implementer, and verifier loop. In this workflow, a user provides detailed build specifications to a powerful auditing model, such as GPT-5.6 SolSet to high reasoning effort, to perform a comprehensive code review and verify feature parity against the requirements. During testing, even when an initial implementation is marked complete by an agent, the verification model successfully uncovers missing requirements, such as omitted glowing particle effects in anatomical animations. Once discrepancies are identified, a cost-effective implementer model, such as Kimi CLI or Gemini, applies the targeted fixes based on the generated implementation plan. By utilizing different classes of models for implementation and verification, such as employing OpenAI models to audit work done by other systems, developers can catch subtle gaps that a single model would otherwise miss. The presenter emphasizes that this iterative refinement loop, backed by visual diffs inside a modern IDE, represents the biggest lever available in agentic coding, saving substantial debugging time down the line and ensuring software ships with high reliability and exact adherence to specifications.